Christ is praying by himself in dark Gethsemane. Then Judas came with band of men to take him secretly. He walked right up to Jesus, all round the torches hissed. He sold his Lord for silver, betrayed him with a kiss. Men strode up to take him, but Jesus to them spoke, "Am I a thief that ye come for me with swords and staffs and rope? Put down your swords, my followers, and put these men to shame, for he who conquers by the sword shall perish by the same."
They brought him straight to Caiaphas, long for his friends had fled, and there they tried him for his life with witnesses who said, "This man blasphemed against our God, he's preached the devil."
Passed, they spat at him, they covered up his eyes, and hit him, and then said, "Now tell us, who is that, O Christ? Pretend to be the Christ you want, that's blasphemy and pride, and all your friends have left you now," and Peter sat outside.
"You're one of his disciples," said the woman by the fire.
But Peter answered hastily, "No, woman, you're a liar.
She spoke, "I'm sure I've seen you with him walking by the road."
"Not me.
It was.
I know him not." "Just as you say," was his reply. Then Pilate shook his head. "Well, I can find no fault in him, so shall I set him free. It's Jesus or Barabbas. Now, which one shall it be?"
"Shall be slain, his blood shall be upon our heads, our sons shall shed our blame." Pilate washed his hands and said, "What do you wish that I shall do with Jesus?" All the people shouted, "Crucify!" They beat him and they mocked him and they hit him in the face. The crown of thorns upon his head, they rammed it into place. A purple robe around him thrown to make the scene complete. "The King of the Jews, we bow to you, would you like us to kiss your face?"
And then he called out, "Oh my God, don't leave me all alone. Oh Father, take my soul, I pray." And then his life was gone. The soldiers then were filled with fear because of what they'd done. That was no ordinary man. No, that was God's own son.